Live. You take control of the airwaves toll free here at 855-453, should you choose, or choose to sit back and just listen. It's up to you. We are Free Talk Live. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you there. They're all free. You get to actually control the content of the site, submit content to it, and then vote on stuff that's there. Vote it up or down, and everybody else votes too, should they like, and then the most voted will be determined, and we'll figure out what you like, what you think's interesting, what you think's fun or outrageous or exciting. You can submit all that stuff over at freetalklive.com, and the whole site is free. Mark and Daryl and Ian here as we continue. We have been throughout the show, for those of you just tuning in, have been talking about a situation I discovered this morning upon waking, that there was a young man in the LRN.FM studios, apparently the person who left last at night, did not lock the door, and therefore a drunken teenager was able to enter the premises and to lounge about and basically make a mess for approximately 4 hours at least. Three to four hours, let's say. Because we know at the time at which he logged on to the computer here.
Some people's ability to consume alcohol just amazes me. If I was sitting around drinking for 4 hours, I'd be asleep when you came down.
Well, we don't know how much of the time he was drinking. I mean, the champagne bottle was empty by the time I met him.
You said he was pretty hammered, though. And
he was drunk, I mean, for sure. So, I mean, he wasn't hammered to the point where he couldn't stand up. He was still accomplishing tasks, like senseless tasks. He took
like
some of the,
putting on a V for Vendetta mask.
Yeah, he put on a V for Vendetta mask. He took some of the Liberty Flare. We used to talk about Meg McLean, who was our co-host. She does LibertyFlare.com. He took some of the Liberty Flare out of the soundproofing. We have this you know, kind of fabric soundproofing on our walls, and we stick these buttons in them because they're cool. And he took two of those buttons out of that and placed them into the peace flag that we have hanging in the studio. So it didn't really accomplish anything, but he was able to do that task.
That doesn't mean he's not drunk.
No, I'm saying he was drunk. He just wasn't so drunk where he couldn't stand
in
up.
A coma. Right.
Yeah. Wasn't puking everywhere. So anyway, that's what happened this morning. Ended up getting him to leave the house and didn't have to shoot or hurt anybody or anything like that.
Thank goodness.
And you're welcome to tell your stories of people who broke and entered into your home if you've been in a similar circumstance. How did you handle it? You're certainly welcome to do that here. Was there any aspect that you felt maybe I glossed over or didn't really cover on this?
No, I think it was covered very thoroughly.
I'd just like to see the young man contacted and, have him, attempt to make good on some of the messes that he created in here and have a conversation with him about his behavior.
Yeah, I do.
What it could have resulted in, the deadly consequences that it could have resulted in.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I know that in the circumstance where, remember, Mark, and we showed up here in New Hampshire and we'd driven for 26 hours straight from Florida, basically, to get here. And as soon as we arrived, the tenants, who I had given 3 whole months' notice to leave, were still here. The house was... You want to talk about trash.
No, they weren't really this living here, was, though.
They were.
They were? I thought the one guy just came to get his drum set.
No, he came to get the drum set when he realized we were there.
Okay.
There were mattresses that they were sleeping on here.
Well, that's just because they left a bunch of garbage doesn't mean that they lived here.
Oh, well, they were living here in
that
a trash house.
That wasn't the impression
house.
I ever got. Okay. I thought they just left the house trashed.
No. I told them they needed to leave within 90 days, and he didn't take it seriously at all.
Maybe he thought you meant 90 days after you arrived.
Well, anyway, we arrived, and this house was trashed when we were... Like, what you were talking about, what this kid did this morning, was a little
mess. There's a foot and a half of trash in just about every single... I mean, you basically walk through a sea of trash.
Yeah, it was horrible when
that
we arrived
sounds
at this
horrible.
House. And so after traveling for 26 hours, we figured we're going to get to this new home, and it's going to
throw down a mattress.
A mattress, blow up air mattress and crash out after having driven for 26 hours. No, it was 2 more hours of cleaning one area so we could basically then have enough room to put down a mattress.
That's pretty accurate.
And the dudes were growing marijuana here. Now, they cleaned that up, but there was still some evidence of it left. There was
some
dead leaves and plants and things like that. But, basically there was a note about selling LSD in the freezer.
They left a ledger, essentially, there. And so that was another one of those situations where, hey, teen, the guys were about the same age as this drunken teen this morning. They were about 19, 20, early college years. And that was kind of a similar learning experience for them. It's like, hey, you're lucky it was me and not any other person who is your landlord, because somebody else might have called the police on you and reported drug activity at the house that they own. I didn't do that, and actually ended up getting one of the two actually made good with me on the money that they owed me, because they owed me rent money as well. He actually made good later on. It wasn't immediately, but later on he got in touch with me and said he had the money and made good, and we've been friends ever since. So that was cool. The other kid I haven't seen. I wouldn't recognize him if I did see him, I don't think.
Right.
But so, yeah, you know, maybe this could be a growing learning experience for this young man. And I'm glad I got to share it and hear your thoughts. So I've got another, like, really positive story. Like, I think that even this drunk kid in the room story was kind of positive, considering, you know, it didn't work out terribly. Things didn't get totally destroyed. And we'll see what ends up happening in the long run. But there was another story I wanted to share, and it happened at Porkfest. Now, there were a lot of really cool things that happened at Porkfest, but I think my favorite part really didn't have anything to do with Porkfest. I mean, Porkfest was amazing. There were people who had their lives changed, like Gina, the lady we interviewed on Saturday night. Actually, you missed that interview, Mark, but she was on for the first segment. She had this incredible experience where her mind was completely blown in a good way when she was there for literally just 4 hours. And Porkfest, so many neat stories, but there was one point that really stood out to me as incredible, and it was that I left a big tip for the maids at the hotel. I left a $100 bill for the maids at the hotel.
And that is a big tip. I thought to leave a tip too, and you know, I thought I was being generous at $20. I'm, you know, maybe I'm a cheapskate, but
I don't know what the standard tip is.
I slept in my car, and I left myself a pretty decent tip because I cleaned out the back for the taxi passengers that I had.
I'm also the kind of hotel guest who I leave the don't disturb sign on at all times. So they only had to clean my room, actually, on the last day. They actually accidentally cleaned it the first day because I didn't have a do not disturb sign in my room, and I forgot to put it on in time. I had to, like, go down to the office, get the sign, and then, you know, bring it up there. For whatever reason, it wasn't in the room. But by the time I got around to doing that, they'd already cleaned the room. So basically, they cleaned the room twice in a full 7 nights of stay. So it really wasn't the biggest, most difficult room to clean because
could have been worse.
And I gave them a $100 tip. I, you know, wrote a little note on the envelope saying, you know, do with this as you please. Put a little heart and left that there. And, you know, they're basically teenage girls that they had doing this job, and it's not an easy job. And I just thought, you know what, this would really be nice to do. And so I left that, and I had hoped that when I left it, that whoever it was that found it wouldn't just kind of keep it for themselves, that they would share it, because I knew that there were they were working all week, and there were more than two young ladies that were doing this.
So I think there was a team of four, wasn't there?
There was five, actually, okay. It turns out. But anyway, I was hoping that it would get to all of them, but there was no way I could really ensure that. I suppose I could have given it to their boss and said, hey, divvy this up and make sure this and that. But I just figured I'd just leave it on the table, and actually found a little piece of silver. Now, it's kind of an aside question, but, like, if you found a nice piece of silver, you'd consider bringing that to a lost and found, I would think, right? Like, because, like, a numismatic piece, for instance, could have some sort of value to someone. But in this case, it was just a gram of silver, and that's not really worth much. That's like finding a dollar or something like that on the ground.
About that.
If you find a dollar on the ground, you don't take it to lost and found, because who cares? It's a dollar, right? So I left the piece of silver there as well. And I figured that was going to be it. That was the last I'd hear anything of it. Well, the same day, this was Sunday when we were leaving, I was in the office. I was trying to take care of some stuff. Like, we had to get the phone line back from Rogers, because they were running a phone line like 50 feet back into the offices. And as I'm standing there, you know, kind of being served by the lady behind the counter, who's sort of in charge of the operation there, the two maids who are on duty that day come into the office, and I'll continue the story here in a moment. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also bring up whatever you'd like. We got some newsy stuff, too, here for you as well on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. How'd you like to get sued by Waffle House?
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People
simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And what has the universe done to reward you for doing something nice for somebody else? If you've got a story you'd like to tell, please do. I'm telling mine, the most recent one that happened. 855-450-FREE is toll-free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. In addition, you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up.
ManVentureOutpost.com has the name brands that you want for camping, hunting, survival, and shooting gear, and they've got them at rock-bottom prices. Every time I've ordered from ManVentureOutpost.com, and I recently just did get an order, and I checked on the prices, and every time, it's always lower than any place else I check. Maybe it'll be that way for you. I'm sure there's got to be something that they don't have the very lowest price on the Internet, but I think that by and large, they've got the lowest prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can go check them out for yourself. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
And don't forget to check out our mobile site if you've got a smartphone, mmobile.freetalklive.com. So I'm telling a story about what happened on my last day of Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com, that's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, see more about that. We will be back at Porkfest in probably about 51 weeks, and I'm looking forward to...
Countdown has already begun.
Porkfest 2014. I haven't heard the dates yet,
But when we do get the dates, we'll let you know.
Every year that I've gone, it's always started on the Monday after Father's Day.
Okay, that's an interesting observation. It's always seemed to be like the last week of spring, basically. Anyway, so let me tell you, let me recap here. I left a $100 tip for the maids at the motel that we were in. And normally I don't really think to leave tips, but there was an envelope in the room, you know, like, hey, you can leave a tip. And so that made me think about it, because if I'm in like the Marriott or whatever, I don't really think about that. But in this case, I did think about it. It's, you know, a motel. It's not a very expensive motel. The girls that are working there can't be making much money. And so left him a nice tip, left him a little note saying, spend, you know, do with this as you please. Put a little heart there. Left a 1 gram of silver that I actually found on the ground at Pork Fest. What do you do with a gram of silver? So I left that there as well, maybe to kind of get them to ask a question about silver while they were at it. Because if you leave silver as a tip, this is just as an aside, if you leave silver as a tip, do not just leave silver as a tip. Leave it in addition to your cash tips. Like, for instance, when I used to be a Liberty associate with a Liberty dollar and used to carry those things around with me, I wouldn't want to just leave silver as a tip because people won't understand it. They won't realize what they have necessarily, and they could be upset about it. But if you leave something as a tip on top of a decent cash tip, if I feel like that's a good way to get a server to stop for a second and say, hey, what is this? So, like, for instance, the Liberty Dollar used to have their warehouse receipts where you could leave a $1 worth of kind of silver warehouse receipt, which you can then, in theory, turn in for actual silver at some point. But if I were to just leave warehouse receipts for a server, they'd be offended. They think there was some sort of monopoly money or something like that. But if I were to leave a good tip and then leave one warehouse receipt on top of that good tip, that might be enough to where they'll shove it in their pocket, get home later on, and really study it. Really,
you're like, what is this thing?
Be curious. So that's what I did with the silver. I left a $100 cash tip and then this little gram of silver in a baggie on top of it. So I'm standing in the office and just kind of doing some business in there with the manager, and these girls come in, and they're very excited. They go up to the manager, and they say something to the effect of, well, I thought it was a really terrible day, and then I found this. And I knew, of course, exactly what it was. I couldn't see what because the manager was kind of standing in the way, and they were on the other side of her. I couldn't see it, but I knew exactly what it was. And the manager made some comment about how, see, some people do appreciate all the hard work that that you girls do. And she and then asked them what room it was from. They gave my room number, and then they went off. She then turned to me and asked me, wasn't that your room number? Because I just checked out, you know, not too long ago, and it's not a big place, so it's not hard.
Yeah, they've only got, what, like 50 rooms?
Yeah, there's two little motels there. And so, of course, I affirmed that it was my number. She explained that the maids had been pooling their tips all week because that way there was no infighting that would happen over, you know, well, who was to get what tips and all that. Plus, you know, most people leave at the end of the week. So if there was a crew on that was only working till Wednesday, obviously they're not going to get a tip. So that makes sense to pull the tips. And I was just so pleased that the universe deemed to show me the consequences of my actions, because I didn't expect that. I didn't expect to know what their reaction was or experience any of that. But I got that experience, and I thought that was really just special.
I also tipped, and gave it to the lady directly, and she helped me every time. I got the impression she was my maid the whole time around. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm wrong, but I handed her a $20 bill, and she said, "Thank you. What's your room number?" I gave her, and she's, you know, I mean, my experience with her was that she was very competent, but not very effuse with her positive emotions, you know, like, and so, you know, it was odd to me that she might ask my room number. Okay, it was 14. And then, you know, she thanked me for the information. So it was kind of interesting that she must have been, you know, using that information to be able to pull the tips, is what my guess is.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So that was my night.
Either that or she was ticking off in her mind which the good people rooms were and the bad ones, I don't
or
know.
Or next year. So that was
no
my nice story
from
Pork Fest. I just thought it was cool how I got to experience that. Like, it wasn't my intention to know what their reaction was, but I got to see that, and that was really cool.
I had a small victory on Sunday morning.
Okay.
It's not necessarily, you know, the universe showing me goodness or whatever, but I had done an agorist taxi run to Manchester took some guy to the airport Sunday night, left Rogers about 7:15, 7:30 Sunday evening.
Agorist meaning you didn't ask government permission to be a taxi operator.
Yes. And I'm also allegedly, possibly, maybe driving with expired registration that one police officer in Keene told me he knew was valid. So
By the way, the police, some of those police actually listen to this radio program.
Yeah, that's why I said allegedly, okay. Supposedly, possibly. And so I get pulled over in Whitefield.
Oh, wow.
Which is the town next to Lancaster.
Uh-oh.
And the cop said, you were going 54 and a 30.
Mm.
Said, oh, I thought the speed limit was 45. He said, well, 54 is still speeding, even if it was 45. So he asked for my driver's license and the registration. So I handed him my license and my renewal notice. And he looked at it, said, vehicle registered to you? I said, yep. He said, is there a emergency of some sort? I said, no, just trying to get back to the campground. Which campground? Rogers. Oh, okay, I'll be right back. He was in his car for exactly 2 minutes, walked up, handed me the renewal notice and my license, said, I'm slowing people down, have a good night.
So wait, he didn't detect that the car was unregistered?
He did not determine that, did not give me a ticket of any kind.
Fantastic.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, do you have any stories? Do you, the listener, have any stories that you'd like to share with us about giving something to someone or doing something really nice and then getting something back that you didn't expect from the universe? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can tell your story. You can also bring up anything you'd like. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy 3 of any food item and receive the 4th one free with free shipping. the guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got Bitcoin linkage over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can get more info about Bitcoin, like from weusecoins.com, where they give you a good intro video and some good details about what Bitcoin is. It's a decentralized currency and financial transaction system that is very effective and has become very, well, expensive in comparison to what it was.
It's the most valuable individual unit of currency in the world.
Yeah, they're around $100. They're a little under $100 today, actually, from what I've seen. But they used to be $6, and before that, $2, and before that, 20 cents, and 2 cents, and even less. So it's been amazing watching the Bitcoin over the last few years, and you can learn more about it at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Plus, there are links there where you can throw some Bitcoins into our tip jar. Bitcoins aren't just for online intangible purchases. They're also usable for online tangible purchases with real-life products that you can actually hold in your hands. And, Mark, you can tell us how to get those.
That's right. I've got Bitcoins at about 103 here at mtgox.com.
Okay.
But you can get more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Currently, it is many of which are currently at a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro. The people at BitcoinStore.com are certainly motivated, philosophically. They want to get Bitcoins used more regularly, but they don't have to pay overhead like, people that use credit card companies. They don't accept dollars or rubles or euros. Only Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com. It's the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world wealth. BitcoinStore.com.
Let's go to the phones. In the phone, you can bring up what you want. We've got Helen on the line, listening in New York to WNYY. Hey, Helen.
Hi, good evening.
Hey.
I just wanted to tell of some drunk young person and a cautionary tale of not what to do when you're dealing with them.
Okay, please.
This is me. I'm the stupid one, okay? So it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. I was doing something out of my front porch, you know. And there's this guy walking down the sidewalk in front of my house. He's carrying a guitar, and he's crying. And he's kind of he's blubbering to himself and stuff. And I just said, like, are you okay, you know? That was bad. That was a bad idea. Because then what he did is he came up on my front porch, and he was telling me that he was in this band with his cousin, and his cousin ripped him off, and he didn't pay him what he was supposed to pay him. And then he, like, since my front door was open, he walked into my house.
Oh boy.
Sat down on my couch, and then so I went in there and to get him out of my house, but I sort of like sat next to him and said, you know, talk to your cousin tomorrow, don't be upset, you know, maybe you can get him to pay what you deserve. And so then he started to like get amorous And I'm like, oh, this is a real bad situation here. And I had this little old cat who is now deceased, and he was like 20 years old at the time. And I said, he's about to pee, I can tell. And I'll be right back. I just got to take him out to go to the bathroom, and I'll be right back. And he's like, okay. So when I went out, I went to a neighbor's house, and I called the cops. It was like, get this guy out of my house, you know.
Poor guy.
And so it was like my next-door neighbor, so I was right there, you know. And then I saw the cops pull up, and I said, yeah, it's right here, you know. So they went in, and they were very nice. The cops were very nice. They said,
I'm so glad.
Yeah, they said, Helen says that you're kind of upset and a little intoxicated, and you might need a ride home, so we want to take you home. So they didn't arrest him or anything.
Wow, they didn't arrest him.
I think that's a great story. Yeah.
I am shocked.
Said, thank you, Helen. He's like, thanks, Helen, thanks, Helen. He wanted to hug me again, and I'm like, no.
Good night. Good night.
Good story, Helen. Anything else you want to share?
Well, I could talk about libertarianism because I'm really scared about how this multinational corporate world is turning out. Mm. And we're going to end up with, instead of cops and representatives, we're going to end up with a bunch of brown shirts if we don't pay attention to, you know, this has to do with the WikiLeaks. You guys talked about that already. WikiLeaks and what's going on with Edward and where the hell he is and all that stuff. And why are we so, like, determined to get this guy? I think he did a good work is what I think.
Yeah. I agree with you that he did good work, but you know that it's, you know, libertarians are firmly behind this guy and that he's a libertarian, right?
Well, I'm a progressive. I'm a socialist. Yeah.
Right. I understand you are, but you know, like, I guess that what I'm trying to say is that,
yeah, Rand Paul is behind him, and yeah.
Rand Paul's not a libertarian.
Well, he's a little
Rand Paul is a constitutional conservative. That's what he calls himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's right. Not even close to being a libertarian, in my opinion. So this is the problem with the term libertarian, is that people will just adopt it for themselves so they can find, you know, they can find a place that's different from other people, even though they haven't really understood what the concepts of liberty are about. You know, Helen, if you don't like the police state, then libertarianism is really the best option, because Republicans and Democrats, socialists and fascists, or do I repeat myself, have been the ones who brought us the police state. They are the ones who say, if you don't do it the way we say, we'll send men with guns to force you to do it that way. And I don't know about you, Helen, but I'm just not okay with using force, aggressive force against my peaceful neighbors.
Yeah, but we need a representative government. A representative government is supposed to be, you pick.
Sure, as long as I can opt out. I mean, if you want to have a representative government, that's cool. Just don't force it on me. How about that?
Yeah, but if we don't have enough people together, we're going to end up with a bunch of thugs that are a brown shirt.
Isn't that what we already have? I mean, don't we already have a bunch of thugs?
Yes.
Well, the Ithaca Police Department is good.
Are they? I bet you I can go to the jail in Ithaca there and find all kinds of people that don't belong there.
Well, no, we're pretty cool here. You know.
Well, okay, Helen, I'll tell you what. If it's possible, I'll pull up the Ithaca police logs during one of our breaks, and I'll let you know how cool Ithaca is. Maybe they're better than the average police department. I'll give some of the cops.
They sound like it from that story.
Yeah, it's a good story you told, and I'll give the cops credit here in Keene, New Hampshire. I think the Keene cops are better than the average police department. They're certainly less scary than the cops down south where I come from. Certainly some departments are better than others. But they're all arresting peaceful people who have not harmed anyone else.
Your show's almost over, so that'll probably be tomorrow night when you do that, right?
Well, we've got one more segment coming up. I don't know how fast I can pull up those logs. Usually larger police departments do put their police logs online for anybody to view. So we'll see if they're good guys all the time over there. Helen, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, I can understand why somebody who's of, you know, more liberal persuasion or whatever is skeptical of the ideas of liberty, and that's fine. But let me ask you this. Shouldn't people who believe like me have an opportunity to try out a, you know, in a geographic area, the ideas of liberty, you know, less regulation, no regulation, whatever it is that we want to try out, shouldn't we have that opportunity? Because I'd say that currently we don't, and that no one will give us that opportunity. You can't even go into Antarctica and try this, as difficult as that might be. The United States government will went after Switzerland for people wanting to bank there. There's almost no country in the world that United States citizens can bank at because the banks of those countries are scared to death to have a United States citizen have an account there because they know the U.S. government is so rapacious when it comes to their citizens.
Yeah, the U.S. government claims jurisdiction over anyone that happens to have ever been a U.S. citizen, regardless of where they currently are residing, domicile, to happen to be, whatever term you want to use. And I've heard that North Korea is the only other country that does that, but I don't know because most people that leave North Korea wind up, you know, basically making sure that they have no contact with North Korea ever.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you'd like in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up next. 855-450-FREE, that number brought to you by SACL CAI. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control here toll free in the remaining moments. Maybe we'll be able to sneak your call in at 855-453, but we already do have a few people on hold waiting to talk to you and talk to us about what they want. And of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features we have there for you. You can support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $5 a month to the program, we invest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring internet listeners on board with the program and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get signed up and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, forum, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
It's the biggest pro-liberty-oriented event of the year. It's Freedom Fest. This year, we're going to have speakers like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laufer, and many, many more. If you haven't heard, the venue's been changed. Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Vegas. There's nothing like Freedom Fest, and there's nothing like Vegas. I'll be out there representing Free Talk Live. Come out, meet me, meet everybody, have a great time at the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. It's Freedom Fest. Tickets are going quickly, and they're booking fast, so get your tickets now. FreedomFest.com to get registered now. FreedomFest.com.
Okay, actually, we've been looking at we're going to get to your phones in a moment, but we did promise Helen we're going to check the Ithaca police logs, because she believes that the Ithaca Police Department, they're good guys, she says.
I wouldn't doubt that they're, I mean, she told a great story.
Yeah, she did tell a story where the police acted with some restraint. They didn't arrest somebody where they certainly could have, and they gave the guy a ride home. Well, at least we presume they gave him a ride home. They told her they were going to give him a ride home. And so I'm sorry, but I don't believe that if people in the police department are doing harm to peaceful people, that they may be good guys in their family life, they may be good to their neighbors directly, like in their neighborhood, but if they are taking a peaceful person away from their life and putting them in a cage and forcing them to pay hundreds of dollars to some system in order to let them out of that cage or whatever, then the police are not doing a good thing in those instances, and that's bad. So just going down their lists here, they have their arrest, they have their activity logs, but they also have on the Ithaca Police Department site what they call the arrest summary report, which lists several arrests here. It's actually much easier to read the arrest summary report than it is to read their activity log. So on the arrest summary report, they are making arrests for unlawful possession of marijuana, for open container, unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, open container, I mean, you name it, noise parties, I guess, you know, there's more of that. Probably there was one call that they investigated possible underage drinking, so you know they would have made arrests there.
One where they were called for a suspicious raccoon. I thought that was definitely the funniest one of what I saw.
Yeah, that's certainly amusing. Motor vehicle registration, they would made an arrest for that, apparently. So anybody that...
I mean, what raccoon really doesn't look suspicious with a little bandit mask on and stuff?
I also found the monthly crime statistics report, And the only month of 2013 that they actually have broken down statistics for is January.
Hmm.
And they have a lot of different categories. But in total, there were 1,489 calls for service mm-hmm. that they responded to. 314 of those involved the issuance of traffic tickets. And
so about 10 tickets a day.
16 of those involved drugs.
So 16 arrests?
It just says drug/narcotic violations
yeah.
and drug equipment violations.
Another one here, person less than 21 obtaining alcohol. So, yeah, they're doing the same things in Ithaca that they're doing in any other city, which is using prohibition to enrich the yeah. coffers of the state and to ruin people's lives. And I'm sorry, maybe the officers are nice to you, but I can tell you they wouldn't necessarily be so nice if you were doing something they thought was illegal. And that's not okay. Let's go back to your phone calls, though. Jill is in Ithaca. She's also listening to WNYY. Hello, Jill.
Hello. You know, police are individuals. However, we have a very horrible case here. A young man was murdered by a police officer.
Oh, boy.
Yes. The victim's name was Sean Greenwood. And it was investigated, but it's like the hens watching, you know, the fox is watching the hen house. It's, mm-hmm. they're trying to get it to be investigated in Albany, New York at this point. And the cop that shot the guy, they've been having a feud since they were in junior high school. And
oh, wow.
there was videotape taken. I'm very angry about it. There was videotape taken from one of our local convenience stores. The videotape has disappeared. It's never been shown. So, and then there was a meeting about it a couple of weeks ago, and the PBA knew we were having a meeting at 6 o'clock that night. They called the meeting at 7 so that they didn't show up to the meeting that they were invited to. So, no, not all of the Ithaca cops are so nice. Believe me.
Oh, I believe you. Yeah, thanks for sure.
The problem is when you pass out power like this, you know, and that's what a cop is more powerful, in, at least in certain areas, many areas, than the average citizen. And, you know, these things are going to happen. I don't know what happened in this particular incident, but you can believe somewhere in the last decade in the United States, some police officer has used their power to shoot somebody with whom they had a disagreement and get off scot-free.
Jill, thanks for your call and that story. Appreciate hearing from you. Ed is on the line in Tennessee. Ed, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, Ed. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian, I think what you did is a super story. Because you know how many, I mean, it's not a lot probably, but there's been family members killed by, you know, thinking somebody's breaking in. Like in a store the other day, or not the other day, but a few months back, a black kid was drunk. Same thing, went in this guy's house. He shot him. I tell you, this is amazing what you did. I'm telling you now, you realize you could have, just a little thing here. You could have had this kid with a criminal charge. He'd had to go through the criminal injustice system. He could have been ruined for life just that. As you know, our reform schools and all this. So, hey, I am proud of you. And it really shows that not having a gun, not getting a gun involved is a lot better and smarter and wiser. You couldn't ask for a better outcome.
I agree.
You couldn't ask for a better outcome. I'll give you that. Ed, here's what I'm thinking is have you ever woke up and, like, seen something that wasn't actually what you were seeing? You're, like, still in sort of a state of dreaming while you were awake? I mean, I've had that happen for me minutes after I wake up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of there. I kind of wake up awake, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I actually offered to the guy when we walked outside together, as I was walking him out, I actually offered to him he could chill on the porch if he wanted to, but he decided he was going to go ahead and leave. For our listeners that don't know what you're talking about, you can go and grab the archive later tonight at freetalklive.com. We spent the first hour and a half of the show in talking about this in detail, where I found a drunken teenager in the LRN.FM studios this morning after I woke up. Ed, thanks for the accolades. I appreciate it.
Thanks for
the call tonight, sir. Let's go to Christy. She's listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Christy.
Hey, it's not on the topic, but it's on your topic. My brother was once, he had to spend the night in jail for doing, like, a figure eight to, like, impress his buddies in a parking lot. Like, the cops arrested him and took him to jail for doing wheelies in a parking lot. Okay. But My topic, though, quickly, is that, like, I just think that the Syrian conflict has been misrepresented in the media. Surprisingly, like, the largest group of Muslim minorities in Charleston is are Syrians. So I have a lot of Syrian friends, and people keep using the term rebel, and it's really the Syrian citizenry, like, fighting a dictator, and I don't understand why that's so hard to, like, fathom for people. I mean, like,
well,
Kentucky...
There's a big mess there. I agree that that's largely what you're talking about, is there's different, you know, a couple of different ethnic groups going at it there.
Well,
and
it's like 98%, like 2%.
Yeah. It's a large gap. I think it's less than what you're saying, but I think that another big problem is that essentially Al-Qaeda's moved in, and since they've got training and they've got some weaponry, they have some kind of power in this conflict. So the United States government is in ill-advised position, in that they now have the choice if they're going to support the rebels or the Syrian people or whatever term one wishes to use. They're supporting Al-Qaeda, whom they're fighting around the world in other locations. So
well,
it's a
and
big,
whom they've
big mess.
Supported over the years, because the U.S. government is basically the institution that created Al-Qaeda in the 1980s when they armed Osama bin Laden and others to fight off the Russians who had invaded Afghanistan.
Hard to argue that.
Well, like, I agree with that, but I think if they would have gotten involved, like, initially, and helped when help was, you know, could have done some good, they wouldn't be having to face it. Like,
so what I would recommend
Christy, I wish we had more time for this. You could call in tomorrow night earlier, and we could talk in further detail, but we're out of time tonight.
We should open up the border so that people can come here and be free.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely.
We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.